Stop listening to your mind. It's bullshit. And I'm going to give you some examples of why it's bullshit. Those little thoughts that keep coming in that you think are true, that you believe, that you think are on your side, with enough inquiry or questioning or observation, you realize that they're actually restrictive. So what we have now, and we're seeing more and more in one section in the spirituality world, is people, I'll give you two examples. This is the mind, right? Wild, uncontrollable thoughts. You've no control over them. You don't know when they're going to come through. You don't know what thoughts are going to come through. You can choose to think about a subject, but randomly throughout the day, random thoughts are coming. Nice thoughts, not so nice thoughts. Escapism, daydreaming, fantasies, fears, depression, low self-esteem, all this shit's just coming through. You've no control over it. It's not up to you. So something else is feeding this through you. And some of these you hang on to and you embellish and you feed and you nurture. Some of them you ignore, you walk away. Even the horrible things you hang on to, you feed and you nurture. So this is one you. And this is another you. This other you, so for those listening on a podcast, I'm holding two hands up. One, the mind hand is a wobbly, non-stop moving hand. The other hand is your being, which is solid, which is still, which is all ever present, always here, always at ease. I often say to clients, you know, working with clients, I say things or I push people and they get triggered. This happens all the time. It's the joy you get of working with me. But they would say, you know, I'm pissed off if you said this, or I don't agree with this or that or whatever. And I'd always say, you know, your spirit's completely at ease. Do you think your spirit's going to be bothered by something some fucking moron on the other end of a WhatsApp phone, you know, tells? No. Do you think your spirit is bothered by vaccine mandates or passports or any of this? Like, in the grand scheme of things, of the evolution of consciousness and however many lifetimes you've had on this plane or on whatever planes, do you think that spirit now is going, oh, fuck, we got to get our shit together? Do you think that? You might do. I certainly don't. Because it's possible to be at peace in all these circumstances and situations. If spirit's uneasy, we're in fucking serious trouble. If spirit's uneasy, we're fucked. It's game over. And I've had my own experience of just not being uneasy with these things. And there's plenty of other people way further down the path than I am. Free. The people who are wrapped up in these news stories are not free. That ain't spirit. That's the limitations of the mind that they're continually encountering. So the two yous, one obviously is to be blunt, is not real. You know, the problem is that we're identifying our identity. We're getting identification with this wobbly, noisy, unreliable, inconsistent, untrustworthy, disrespectful, fucking voice in our heads. In a moment of stillness, that you come down into your body, that you're present. No noise. Sound of fridge in distance. Birds singing. Car coming up the road, shadows of sun, temperature, heat. That's actually real. That's a real experience. But many of you don't want that because you're addicted to the noise. You love the chemicals of the noise, fear, anxiety, anger, terror, outrage. It's an addiction. Eckhart Tolle calls it the pain body. You're addicted to this stuff. So while many people are calling for the rest of the world to wake up, they themselves are basically sitting there with a needle in their arm. Give me more outrage, more fear, more anger. more shame, more depression, more anxiety. Isn't that ironic? I wish everyone would wake up. Oh my God, what are they going to do next? The elite, oh, we've got to stop them. Fucking madness. The two yous, and I use that very lightly, because this noisy you of all that voice in your head, it's not you. It's an untamed dog. It's a wild animal that you think is you. Now, I know as I say this to you, intellectually, you're saying to yourself, the ego, the noisy dog is saying to you, oh, but I know it's not me. I'm not my body. I'm not my ego. I know that. Cool. The problem is you don't fucking live that. And this is what separates the fucking men from the boys or the women from the girls. You can regurgitate these fucking platitudes for the rest of your life and many lives ahead. Oh, I'm not my mind. But the elite are trying to control us. Ah. Regurgitate that shit. There comes a time where, are you ready to live it? Are you ready to inquire into all the junk that comes through here and ask, is this fucking real? Where's this coming from? Or are you just going to read more spirituality books, put more noise in? See, the spiritual world, they think, I've got me two hands up if you're listening on a podcast. You got that one hand, which is the wobbly, noisy intellect and ego. And you got the solidity of spirit being. And the spiritual world think, if I put in more spiritual podcasts, read more posts on Instagram, buy more fucking crystals, read more books on fucking gurus and spirituality or whatever, somehow I'll get from the wobbly, incessant, noisy mind to solidity. I've got really bad news for you. That's fucking impossible, completely impossible. That's like saying, I'm overlooking the Pacific Ocean. If I get in a boat and I keep sailing, eventually I'm going to land on the moon. No, like the oil and water, the noise of the fucking ego is not an experience. It's a noise. It's information. If you read whatever you can think of, whatever spirituality book that you read that had the most profound experience on you, or that's actually the wrong way to word it, had the biggest impact on you. You're not enlightened or ascended because you read that book. Gave you something, changed you a little bit, but you ain't free. It's added, and in many cases, a lot of these books and people and beings add more information. It's information. What often happens with people is that they're thinking along this path, I read another book, I went to another retreat, I listened to another guru, getting close now. So got bad news. I'm 44 years of age. I've been meditating since I was 16, 15, something like that. Consistently since I was maybe 21, 20, I think. 24 years consistent daily, thereabouts daily meditations, medicine work, all this kind of stuff. It didn't get me there. So with all of this activity, what I could have done is just become still in 1 second. I've done it now. I can feel my spine, upper back between the shoulder blades, neck, base of the head. Awareness of the back, awareness of the heart chakra, awareness of my whole energy in the upper body has just suddenly changed because now I'm present and now I'm aware. Now I'm expanding my awareness because I'm taking in the shapes and colors around me. I'm not naming the things. I'm not thinking I have to change, clean, sweep, rearrange, bookshelf, couch, picture. It's color, shapes. Color, shapes, steady hand, naming, mind, activity. That's all it is. It's we think that we're going somewhere. I'm going to ascension. I'm going to heal. I'm going by more information, more activity, more thinking, more analysis. I'm going to get there. No. It's not my experience. If I could go back and do it all again, I don't have any regrets in my life, all the shit that I've been involved in, don't have any regrets. But another way of doing it would have been 20, 30 years ago, be still. That's it. Whereas the alternative is shut the fuck up and be still. Quit the fucking stories about my life, my kids, my childhood, my parents, my fucking government, my vaccine, my whatever. Shut it all down. Stop it. I mean, don't even finish the sentence or the thought. Turn the fucking thing off and be present. We think that the way to get to presence is through analysis and information. I'll just work my way through some more shit. People older than me, I know most of you listening can relate to this on some level. You've spent years analyzing, thinking about awakening, ascensioning, all this kind of shit. Fucking 20 years ago, you could have just been still. Built up the stillness, moment to moment to moment. Don't feed the noise. Don't feed the analysis and all this kind of shit that you're addicted to. And actually experience silence, energy, peace, presence, joy, gratitude. A deepening sense that, which actually does at times make me sigh, I just fucking, is that everything's all right. Everything's okay. There's nothing wrong. The perception that anything is wrong is either you looking back into the past or looking into the future. Right here, right now, everything is okay. There is no problem. Every thought you have can be unraveled and proven to be untrue. If you're sitting with your kids now and you think, oh, but they're my kids, that's true. I'd say, are they really your kids? Whose kids? And you'd go, my kids. And I'd say, well, who are you? Are you the custodian of these beings? You, the asleep human that doesn't have a fucking clue what's going on. You know, we're given the responsibility to raise and you own these children? Really? Are these children? Is everything solid? Do humans exist? Does this physical plane exist? I can't prove any of that. With enough inquiry and questioning, we can unravel any of these things. I can't remember who said it, but stop talking and thinking, and there is nothing you cannot know. And the only way to experience that is to test it. If you sit down and think about that thought, you're not really doing anything. If you actually stop talking and continually walk away from your thinking for 1 week or a month, then you're going to begin to have an experience, experiential. And then you can maybe argue the case and see, okay, something happened there. I wonder, should I keep doing this? What's happening? My perception is changing. But if you're going to analyze it, you're only just staying in the mind. You're still in prison. It's like I've said recently in the post on Instagram, coming from believing the media and believing that the church, the government, to believing everything is a conspiracy or end vaccine mandates or whatever, you're still in prison. Now, I'm not saying that either of those are not, there's not degrees of truth in them. I'm saying it's still prison. One set of beliefs to a new set of beliefs, neither of which is experiential. Neither of which is being. I thought we came here to being. If we just wanted to jerk off our fucking mental masturbation of like the intellect and analysis, why come to a human body? You don't even need a human body. You don't even need to be on earth. Anyway, thanks for listening. Join us on Sunday Zoom. It's cool. All the cool kids come. No, it's quite the opposite of that. The uncool people only come to Sunday Zoom. Believe me, if it was cool, I wouldn't be there. Anyway, thanks for listening.